speaking with Lynn McDuffie. She and her husband will be paddling the General Clinton Canoe Regatta this year. They are from North Carolina. And Lynn, my first question for you is, you guys take about a 9-hour drive to get here to paddle 70 miles.
That's correct.
And what drives you to do that?
we love canoe racing. There's not a lot of marathon around us, so we travel to do it anyway, and we just love the Clinton. We just love coming.
How did you get into it, especially with there not being a lot of canoe racing around you?
We did some local canoe racing, and we had a few people that had been to the Clinton and kind of talked us into going. So we went our first one and ended up in the middle of a lightning and thunderstorm and took us about 12 hours to finish it.
I remember that.
Why we keep coming back, I don't know.
Now, have you only paddled with one another, or have you had other partners?
Just at the Clinton, the year that I was pregnant with my daughter, my husband paddled with Roger Woolrine, but that's the only year we've done it with anybody else.
And that's why he has 15 finishes and you have 14.
That's correct.
You folks travel a very far distance to come, and you've done it 14 and 15 times. Do you have a goal of getting to 20 in the 1,400-mile club?
Yeah, sure. William definitely wants to, and his have been consecutive. He's not missed a year yet, so he would like to make 20 and without missing a year. That's kind of a goal.
When you paddle together, obviously you must get along in the canoe. I've heard all kinds of stories about two people getting along in the canoe, and that's what makes a good race for folks. Does everything work out well usually?
Yeah, we usually get along pretty good in the boat, and I can't quite reach him with the paddle to hit the back of his head, so it works pretty good.
Well, that's good.
We get along good.
What else about the Clinton makes it so special?
Just the whole atmosphere, and we take his parents pit for us every year, and we take my daughter, and she's pitting now, so she's 8, so she's old enough to get down at the water and cheer for us, and it's just a great atmosphere and a good family event for us to do every year.
In terms of competitive, what is your best finish?
I think we finished we actually won this back when they had the standard class. We won that one year, but we usually finished towards the end of the pack, 13th, 14th, something like that.
But it's just a great family adventure.
Yeah.
Are you going to keep doing this for as long as you both can?
We will. We don't have any plans to quit.
Have you convinced others in your area to come to the Clinton?
We have had a few people from North Carolina that have done it, over the years. Nobody keeps doing it year after year like we do, but we have several in our... We do have a canoe racing club. It's kind of spread out over the state, and it's fairly small, but it's usually a goal for people to work up to get to the Clinton.
Have you gone to any of the other really big races like Michigan or Quebec?
No, we don't. We haven't done any of the other long races. We usually go to Flatwater Nationals every year, and we do a race downriver, Whitewater as well. So those are usually our big trips for the year. We do Whitewater, Clinton, and Flatwater every year.
And when you're not paddling, what else do you do to stay in shape?
We run and lift weights, but mostly we paddle when we can. It can be a challenge with working and child and everything else.
I hear from people that paddling is like an addiction.
It is, yeah.
Well, congratulations on all of your finishes from coming so far away, and we look forward to having you folks back from North Carolina, and, we'll be happy to speak with you after your race if you want to come see us. We'll be
all
there
right
at the finish line.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
Best of luck to you and your husband this year.
All right. Thank you.
Lynn and William are competing in the Mixed Comp Cruising Division. See them in Canoe X16. For Canoe Regatta 2010, I'm Craig Stevens.